From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Steve Hughes reports for the Times Union that the daughter of a Cohoes woman who was found dead in an Albany jail cell last summer filed a lawsuit October 11th alleging the jail medical staff killed her with bad prescription drugs. Before Jessica Falco, 36, died in her cell on July 14, 2018, medical staff gave her two medications that are not supposed to be mixed. And because of a transcription error, she was given too much of one of the drugs, according to the lawsuit. The family's attorney, Bob Keach, said in an interview, and I quote, "This was not only a clear violation of the standard of care, but deliberately indifferent to Ms. Falco's serious medical needs, especially given her compromised liver," end quote, from hepatitis. Albany County, the county's mental health department, CFG Health Systems, and the jail staff who oversaw Falco's care are all charged in the lawsuit, but would not comment. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple, who oversees the jail, said he had not seen the lawsuit. He said, and I quote, "I can say that CFG has done an outstanding job making sure the inmates receive a high level of care," end quote. But CFG Health Systems has been sued multiple times in New Jersey for allegedly causing or failing to prevent inmate deaths. Six inmates died within 2 years at the jail in Hudson County, New Jersey, before government officials terminated the company's contract in March 2018. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Patsy Nicosia reports at the Times Journal that the gun owners of the Shooters Committee on Political Education could not find any common ground with Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat, when he spoke to the Middleburg Rod and Gun Club last week. Larry Brand of Carlisle said about the Republican president and the Democrats in Congress that, and I quote, "They wanted to impeach him since day one because they don't like him," end quote. Delgado replied, and I quote, "We've passed hundreds of bills in the House and few have seen the light of day," end quote, including his Farm Relief Act, which was signed by the president. "But you're right, sir, both sides are doing a lot of posturing. I'm doing my part to find common ground," end quote. They did not believe Delgado when he cited polls that show 90% of U.S. citizens support universal backgrounds. He said, and I quote, "When you say I'm lying, I respectfully disagree. We can have the discussion that my ideas aren't appropriate or that I don't have your understanding, but I'm not here to lie to you," end quote. Richard Sherman of Schoharie asked, and I quote, "Why is it when someone commits a crime with a gun, you want to make it difficult for all of us?" end quote. Delgado said he is not in favor of taking away non-military grade guns from citizens qualified to have them. He said, and I quote, "No one's here to disavow the Second Amendment," noting his father-in-law is a member of the National Rifle Association. Read more about this story in the Times Journal. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the Galvin Foundation announced October 11th that an unnamed brewery will move into the building at 708 State Street in Hudson that formerly was a train station. The unnamed brewery will open next spring after the building is fixed up first. Dan Kent, Galvin's vice president of initiatives, said, and I quote, "The depot has a long history of bringing people together and supporting the local economy. The tall ceilings are perfect for fitting large brewing tanks," end quote. The brewery includes plans for a tasting room, an event space, and live music. Kent says there will be 8 employees at the unnamed business, but does not say if those jobs are new or shifting from where the brewery they are bringing in currently operates. The 3,700-square-foot building was a stop on the Hudson and Berkshire Railroad, which started moving travelers from Hudson to West Stockbridge, Massachusetts in September 1838 and closed in 1959. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a new law last week mandating that all menstrual products must list what they are made of on the packaging. Cuomo said, and I quote, Practically every product on the market today is required to list its ingredients, yet these items have inexplicably evaded this basic consumer protection, end quote. New York is the first state in the nation with such a law, which goes into effect in 180 days and gives manufacturers 18 months to develop new packaging designs. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.